Execution was a family trade for Fernand Maisonnier. Mr. Maisonnier grew up in French colonial Algeria. His father was Algeria's chief executioner, the man who hauled a guillotine to regional jails and beheaded enemies of the colonial government. Fernand Maisonnier is also the godson of another chief executioner in colonial Algeria, a man whose family has been in the business of execution since the 16th century. From 1947 to 1968, Fernand Maisonnier beheaded, or assisted in the beheading, of about 200 people. He's now published his memoir, Tales of an Executioner, and he joins us from his home in southern France, where he lives with a couple of very vocal parrots. Monsieur Maisonnier, thank you very much for being with us.
Oui.
Why did you become an executioner?
Executioners are well-respected in Algeria, more than they are in France. My father wasn't intending to become an executioner. He had a company with over 100 employees, but the opportunity presented itself, and he was honored to take the job.
Why did you follow him?
I saw my father in his job as executioner. I saw the way the policemen treated him, the way people treated him with great respect. Policemen would say to him, if you ever have any problems, come and find us, we'll help you. And I approached my father and I said, I'd like to work with you. I'd like to do what you do. Not so much because of the pleasure of seeing a decapitation, but more because I was honored to be in that line of work, and it also involved a lot of privileges. I was able to ride the public transportation without paying. I knew that I could have the support of the police if I had any trouble. So it presented itself to me as a highly honored, highly privileged position in Algeria.
Monsieur, what do you need to be a good executioner?
To be an executioner, you have to have a lot of strength of conviction. What I do, I focused on the victims of the crime. I focused on the kids that were tortured. I focused on the innocent people that were murdered when I was performing my job. There is no way that I could have executed an innocent man.
But you understood that you were killing somebody.
Yes, I know that I was killing people, but I also know that unlike someone in the military who drops bombs and who kills indiscriminately, I know who I'm killing. I know that I'm killing a criminal, unlike someone in war who's dropping bombs and killing innocent victims. I know that I'm killing someone who themselves has tortured children or who has murdered innocent victims.
Not that we want to encourage anyone to try this at home, as they say, but what is the technique of killing someone under a guillotine?
What happens is that, first of all, the criminal is tied at the ankles, his hands are tied behind him, his elbows are tied, the neckline in his shirt is torn, so his head and neck are, you know, well uncovered. At that point, he's about 5 meters from the guillotine. He walks towards the guillotine, flanked by two officers on each side. And at that point, when he's facing right in front of the guillotine, he has 3 seconds left to live. The two people on his side bend him over. I, as the executioner, pull his head out from under the bar that holds his head in place. And if he has glasses, we take off his glasses, and the guillotine comes down.
Would you ever say anything to anybody? Anyone you beheaded?
No, never. No, I never say anything to him. In fact, you know, if you're chosen as an executioner, you're chosen because you are judged as being a fair person without hatred. The authorities wouldn't select an executioner who's full of hate and who has some sordid pleasure from seeing an execution. I have, however, talked to the victim before the victim has actually approached the guillotine. I've asked him if he wants a cup of coffee. Since his hands are tied, he can't smoke, but I would offer him a cigarette and help him smoke his last cigarette.
And when it's over, do you have, if I might put it this way, the satisfaction of a job well done?
No, No,
no, I can't say that I am satisfied from a job well done, but I can say that after an execution, I take a shower, a long shower, I clean myself very thoroughly, and it's not so much because of the blood I may have gotten during the execution, it's because I've actually touched a rotted soul. I've touched someone who has tortured children, who has raped victims, and it's because of that that I want to cleanse myself.
Did you ever execute a woman?
Yes, I executed a woman in 1948. She had poisoned 11 people.
How do you feel about capital punishment? That's a debate that is still going on in the United States.
There's a great French writer, Claude Claudel, who said that there is no greater charity than to kill the horrible criminals of our society. So in 1960, I was for the death penalty. And then I changed a little bit over the years. I felt that the death penalty should only be applied for in extreme cases for people who have killed defenseless people, children, or old homeless people. And then I changed again. I felt that, in fact, criminals who had committed such heinous crimes against children. I knew a man, for example, who was the uncle of several children whose throats had been slit, who had been murdered in a horrible, horrible crime. And he was resentful that the criminal died so quickly. He would have rather seen the criminal rot in jail for 40 years. And I then realized that about three-quarters of the victims' families actually resented the fact that the criminals were getting off so easy, in fact. And that's when I realized that I, too, think that criminals should suffer more in jail than have the privilege of being executed. And so now I'm against the death penalty.
You're against the death penalty because you think it's too soft on convicted murderers.
Yes, I think it's too fast.
Any executions that you regret?
No, the only one that I did touch me was the one about the woman that I mentioned earlier. Even though she had committed such a heinous crime, poisoning 11 people, she was nonetheless a beautiful woman, and I do love women. If I could have pardoned her, I would have, but that wasn't my role.
How do you feel about the fact that, well, when your time comes, years from now, when you die of natural causes, you'll be known as the executioner?
I hope that when I die, people will think of me as a fair man, a just man, a man without hate, because I didn't kill innocent people. I did my job in an honest, fair way. And what would the person who drops a bomb on a crowd of 1,000 people, does that person have nightmares at night? It's not the same thing. I killed only criminals. I didn't kill innocent people. I'd also like to mention that in the name of justice, I go to Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. Every year I've been going there for 20 years to visit the grave site of an innocent victim that was guillotined in 1804. And every year I go to his grave site and I put flowers on his grave site in the name of justice, because I feel that we should let 99% of criminals go free before we execute an innocent person.
Monsieur Maisonnier, thank you very much. Fernand Maisonnier was colonial Algeria's last executioner. He has written a book about his experiences titled Tales of an Executioner. He joined us from his home in southern France. Our interpreter has been Suzanne Echeverri.